edition of the Melanated Convo Podcast. A religious person would say the devil is at play today. He's trying to work on me. But no, I mean, we had a few hiccups, but we right back at it though. So I'm here with my boy Toriano the barber. You know what I mean? Fly cuts. If you're in Sacramento, this is a Sacramento business. Come get cut up. The MMOB store right next door, right? Give them the address.
Right next door, 6955 Stockton Boulevard, Suite D and E.
Come on now. Support a black business. You buy clothes and things from a lot of people. Not a lot of people that look like us. Keep it real. So show your support. And I do see people online like with your gear on and shit. And I'm always happy about that. Because I know it's like genuine support that they're giving you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's growing.
Definitely. So we added some guests to the show for this portion of the show. Introduce yourself, young brother.
Jay with it. Mr. Sky is the Limit.
I like that. Mr. Sky is the Limit, because it ain't. Your name, young brother?
Trail the Barber. You know what I'm saying? Checking out quality cuts.
Oh, so you a barber too?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Oh.
We work here.
Both of y'all work.
Yes, sir.
Okay. How long you been a barber?
Like 6 years.
Shit. All right. You like it?
Yeah, I like being a barber. I mean, I started out when I was like in the military my last couple of years. I just ended up learning how to cut hair on YouTube. And then my uncle already cuts hair. So my last couple of years, I was stationed in Charleston, South Carolina, and I was cutting hair out there. And then the only next level is to own the shop, and this is exactly where I wanted to come to learn how to, you know what I'm saying, get some of those intangible habits to
come on now.
Go to the next level.
Yeah. Wait, so military, huh?
Yes, sir.
Interesting. How was, because I have my views on the military in this country and, you know, the reasons we shouldn't go, just to keep it real. What was your first-hand experience?
On the military, exactly, or my experience?
Your experience with the military. How did you feel afterwards? Was it worth it? Did you get something out of it? You know what I mean?
The military was a smooth experience. I'm not going to lie. It was one of the better decisions in my life. I ended up coming out of it with a lot of benefits and stuff like that. Now, so y'all spoke on the system earlier. The military is a pipeline for that, but it's up to the person to use whatever is at hand as a stepping stone to get to the next level. So it's either going to use you or you're going to use it.
That's,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That makes sense, because I do think of our brothers going, like, the worst case scenario. Like, our brothers going to war, how they break you down to build you up type of shit, how they give you a number like they do when you're in prison, right?
All of that.
And I look at how all of that could be negatively affected, but I know some brothers who was in military like 20 years, got out in their early 40s, and they got hella rank, and he got a fat-ass retirement. His house was damn near half off. He get medical coverage for the rest of his life, you know what I mean? So I guess it'd be beneficial. Yeah, it's depending on the person.
To the military, you just gotta use it. It's like a job. You don't want to just be working a job just aimlessly, just in a circle.
That's a fact.
So, you know what I'm saying? You want to get a job that's gonna create a career for you. You know what I'm saying? So the military is one where you can actually work it out to the end, and you'll see the end of it. It's not just a dead end job; it's a career. It's
very true.
It's something
true.
That can take.
So it's
you just
a job like anything else, unless
at its bare minimum.
Unless we go to war, and they send your ass over there, then that job finna get real.
I mean, listen, this is what most people don't know. You pick that. There's infantry is a job. You know what I'm saying?
Like, makes sense.
Being a fighter is a job.
You
can
signing
paperwork
up.
Paperwork and you can never go.
You signing up. So if the shit go down, I'm with it.
Yes, and then the different branches of the military do different things. Like the Navy is on the boat. The Marines go to war first. The Army sets up camp in the war. The Air Force is in the air. You know what I'm saying? Like, all of that plays a part. You know what I'm saying? Into the what we got as the military for the United States.
Makes sense. So before you young brothers came on the show, me and Toriano was talking a lot about everything going on in our community. You know what I mean? We ended off with, like, hip-hop and how that's affecting everything. So I'm sure y'all, you said 26?
Yes, sir.
And how old are you?
28.
Okay, so y'all love hip-hop, like, at this age. What type of shit y'all listen to? Like, some of the artists?
I listen to all genres.
All genres?
I love
hip-hop.
Music, yeah.
Oh, okay. So how y'all feel about it, like, are you at age yet where you can see
rap, man? What? I mean, they do, but they listen to rap.
Yeah, we listen to rap. We got two righteous brothers sitting next
right.
to
you. Yeah, oh, yeah. I'm not
that. Yeah. That should have been
said. No, we listen to rap, but we can enjoy other, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? You always want to have a palate for everything. Mm-hmm.
So how y'all feel about the music, though? Like, how it affects us as a people? What the young dudes is rapping about?
Trill is a manager, and he have a couple artists. So this
is okay. Okay, his managerial area. Brother.
Yeah, I've seen him
from the Seamoth Lady Seamoth.
Okay, wait. So you—that's interesting.
Yeah, he got a couple artists.
Because you always see a lot of so much. You always see a lot of dudes who rapping, but you're an actual manager. How'd you start doing that?
I love music. And I make some music a lot, so I was actually rapping and doing this, and I figured it was like 90% business.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a barber, so you know, I do watch my home. It's a little crazy, so I'm like, I'm from the home one. Like, so I was like, I got an LLC and started a label. And it's simple. Just educate yourself on what you want to do.
Yeah, yeah. So you got artists now. Wait, you were saying some of his artists is like not rappers, it's like different genres of music.
Yeah, genres of music. So I don't really like a lot of that because, like you said, like community. Like, so you know, I'm from South Sac. So
mm-hmm.
I don't want to be labeled a South Sac guy. So you know, I try to go for the artists that's not rapping about not killing people, and you know, so we just rapping about, you know, just
regular shit. Like J.
Yeah.
Cole shit, just bars.
I learned that from my uncle and my cousin. You know, you gotta be stand up, you know, discipline, mm-hmm. be firm about what you do. So, I mean, on them, like, this is not rapping. We can move to our city and perform here anytime we want to.
So you saying, like, you speaking to rapping about certain shit, you're gonna put limitations?
I mean, I don't put no limitations on them. Just, you can't hang out with me rapping like that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No, that's what I mean. It limits where you can do a show, probably. You mean if you into shit, if you rapping about people and shit that actually happened, then that is gonna limit where you could possibly do a show, or it's gonna put you in
gang rap.
Yeah. It's gonna put you in dangerous way speaking, because what people I think don't understand fully a lot of times is our tongues are powerful, man. Like, watch what the fuck you say, bro. A lot of times niggas that have problems in their life and problems coming their way, look, Christian rappers don't never be shooting at each other, bro. You know what I mean? They ain't never bucking at each other. They can all be in the same building. 1,000 of them, ain't no problems. So it's the tongue, bro. It's what we choosing to say. How you feel about a lot of the music the young dudes are doing these days?
I think rap these days is the most real it's ever been.
Why you say that?
And the most toxic. I think it's the most real it's ever been, because for a long time we've been built up to, like, what makes a great rapper? The believability, the wordplay, the slang, and the rhythm and the cadence which they rap, like the swag of the whole thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, believability being in there, and the rapper we look all agree to look up to being Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying? It kind of creates a situation to where, if you're not rapping about something that you're actually doing, it's kind of invalidated and it won't sell as good. You know what I'm saying? Now, these days, it's being taken to an extreme, you know what I'm saying? Like, back in the day, they'd rap about something they seen somebody do.
That's a bad.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I seen him. I'm a rapper. That's that other guy. I seen him do this. Nas, KRS, you know what I'm saying? But that has been watered down with rappers like Lil Wayne. You know what I'm saying? Take the knife off the AK, because he's rapping about actually doing something. You know what I'm saying? So, with Lil Wayne, here comes more violent, you know what I'm saying? More violent tasting music and a hunger for a more real version of what Lil Wayne is saying. You know what I'm saying?
So that's interesting.
Yeah, so then you get your thirst for the these killers, you know what I'm saying? And now we have a serial killer who's actually made it to speaking on King Von, made it to a major record deal, getting millions of dollars, you know what I'm saying?
For being real.
Exactly, for being too real. And then you got these kids, not these kids, these men, going through actual mafia-style charges because of the reality in which they're speaking in. You know what I'm saying?
Getting RICO charges. That shit was not safe for us.
That's John Gotti.
All day.
You're doing too much. You're doing too much. You know what I'm saying? You're getting the money. You're feeling the wrong thing. So it's just becoming, we fueled it. We hungered for it, but it's just so toxic right now. But with destruction comes the birth of more pure things. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So more things like, LaRussell has a lane now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
J. Cole's huge. Lil Yachty's huge. Lil Tyler, he's a young kid. You know what I'm saying? But there's always going to be that alternative side to rap.
Mm-hmm.
Where you have your D-Thang, where he's 19 and has already been through John Gotti like Charge. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's still stuff like that. But going through that already at 18, 19, will create a person that's like, man, I'm not going back there.
That's 100%.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So we're coming back around, but we just went through, this is the product of the most toxic part of music that we've been through, you know what I'm saying? On the male and female side. Females still kind of, they at their peak right now,
they,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
for sure. But us right now, we've been through it and we're, okay.
Yeah, and that's a great perspective, young brother, because, and my son, even though he listens to a lot of the music I may not listen to myself, he has a balance where he can listen to a J. Cole. He know who Erykah Badu is, you know what I mean?
Right.
He can dig a little deeper into our culture. But a lot of young dudes, it seem like they don't have that perspective you have, because people say hip-hop is going to be gone or it ain't no music to listen to. It's hella music to listen to. Like every type of rap that you want is somebody new coming out every week. So ain't no excuses. You just got to find that shit. You're looking at the radio, you're looking on certain TV stations, you're not going to see that, but you just got to look for it. And it sounds like that's something that you knew. And that's how you keep shit into perspective. You know what I mean? What frequency are you vibrating at?
Even more game being passed along, like Babyface, right? These are older rappers being, like, at first it was a young man's game, but now we're seeing the birth of more older rappers being ushered in. Like, all right, now it's time to start acting like this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I think we need to stop saying, like, retiring and shit. I don't like that in hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
Because
it's not.
Guns N' Roses, the niggas is 72 apiece, I think.
Yeah, we do.
They never
gonna
say we stopped my last album.
We do that to each other.
No, we should see now. It's rappers 50 something still giving us music we like.
We never learn how to transition.
We exploiting children too, though. We like,
what you mean?
We like the young rapper,
right?
The 11 year old. We like Lil Wayne. We like kids doing stuff that adults are supposed to.
That's a fact.
Lil Bow Wow.
Yeah, we like to exploit and pervert the youth, and that's how you get the you old at 28, 29, 32, 34, whatever. You know, that's how you get that, because you're looking for...
Yeah, it's still a pretty new art form, though. Like, 50 years seems like a long time, but other forms of music have been around much, much longer.
Yeah.
I think it's still a growing thing.
Right.
Because at first, everybody thought, yeah, you 30, you old, get out the way. Now, your brain continues to develop. Like, your brain gets sharper as you get older.
It's better.
I mean,
you know what I mean? Delivering better content.
We had our first dose of cool, like, other than Jay-Z, like, there was nobody else who retired and became, like, somebody we could look, like, a young guy like me would look at to see, all right, we doing the same thing.
That's
but
fair.
Now you see examples, Cameron Mace, Gilly, like, you know what I'm saying? You see these examples, like, okay, you could be 48 and still be cool. Like,
yeah,
you know,
and that's what
it's always cool.
Thinking about hip-hop, as far as, man, if these young brothers can just live long enough. It seemed like the dudes who are 40-something, 50, when they was 20, they was wild as shit.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't no Instagram, but these niggas was going to jail and doing everything everybody else do. But they got through it. Now they got grandkids, and they smile all the time.
Right.
A lot of these niggas was smiling in the 90s.
They happy to.
You know what I mean?
Happy.
Now they got family smiling, a lot of money. They've been through it. But society got to let our young men grow. Like other races of young men, they can be a kid. You, because my son, they think he 19, 20. Like, you black, and you a certain height, you a man.
Yeah, right. You're viewed that
way.
Nigga, I'm giving you nine.
And a man, you're a threat.
You a threat. So our young man is holding himself that way. But shit, give him a chance to grow.
But we're having to practice looking hard. We're having to walk around with a certain demeanor. We're having to carry ourselves with a certain, you know, demeanor towards each other. We're holding each other to a standard that is outside of, man, just going to smile.
So, but who's responsible? Because, look, so we all know in our communities, like, the square nigga got hell, for the most part. The idea of being called that.
Cliff Huxtable.
Like, What? Why is that not? We gotta reprogram our mind of what's cool, because we gotta admit the dude in
the music is leading the idealism.
The chart.
The music is telling you that. So you got the women whoring and the dudes whining. You got the dudes don't know how to act no more. The women thinking that sex is all they have to sell. Mm-hmm. And we just had
and hoeing is at an all time high, and it's like almost fashionable.
Yes,
which I never thought I'd see.
They legalized it. It's legalized.
Independence.
Yeah.
Or fellas, that might go along with the. If you look at Cliff Huxtable and you look at him at that point in time in life, he's a doctor, you know what I'm saying? Or a lawyer, whatever the hell.
Mm-hmm.
And he's already at a point in life where he can smile, right?
Mm-hmm. Reaping the benefits.
Right, of the hard work, because you have to go the other way. Like, this shit is too easy to fall into, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
All that stuff y'all talking about is too easy to fall. So when you're that guy, when you're that square or whoever the hell, you know what I'm saying? You're going to have to take those licks. You know what I'm saying?
It's the because same thing as anything else, too. You have to go through it to
you
get
have
to it.
To.
Before
you
the benefits, it don't matter what you starting out doing that's different than the herd.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Once you get out of the herd, I'm going to be a doctor. You know how many names? And man, you ain't going to be no damn doctor.
You
he probably
no
had
to
hear.
That's why I think a lot of dudes say, okay, I'm going to be the rapper. I'm going to be the drug dealer. I feel like I could touch them.
They
kind of look like the dudes that's around me, the doctor, or lawyer, the nigga, how he dressed, how he, something about him. As a young dude, I'm thinking he don't look like us, he don't act like us, so that's not obtainable, you know what I mean?
It's a lot of responsibility in being a doctor or that type of person. You have to have discipline to act that certain way to keep your,
that's
you know what I'm saying?
1,000%
you're sagging because it's comfortable, you know what I'm saying? We're not sagging because, like, it's fashionable a little bit, okay, off the waist, hat tilted to the side, but... No, you're sagging because it's comfortable. You have to step outside your comfort zone.
Come on now.
And really get to some of this shit. Like, this shit is hard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This shit is hard. So you're going to have to succumb some type of change into a more disciplined lifestyle to reap the benefits of it.
Mm-hmm.
And we just are taught that shit is terrible. Any amount of structure and discipline, we're not used to having daddy. So you ain't my daddy, nigga. You
that's
know what I'm
1,000% true.
You ain't my daddy.
And that's like
and
a deeper
women,
level.
Talk to me like
women
you my daddy.
Women refuse to even accept those as terms.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Discipline and
exactly accountability, all that shit.
Like, man,
and that goes deeper.
That's what they lack.
Yeah, you know yeah, because that goes deeper into like the not having the daddy shit. But really, it's you turn into a person that can't nobody tell what to do.
It's an attitude.
How about that? Because we do got the mamas who put it down and demanded respect from their sons.
Absolutely.
Wow.
5%.
But they carry that
too. Yeah.
You want your daddy, don't let him tell you what to do. All you know what I'm saying? They carry that. That's their defense when given to a man, it looks a different way. You know what I'm saying? Everything that is built to protect a woman, you know what I'm saying, is when given to a man, we're too strong, you know what I'm saying, to be acting in this way.
That's the damn truth.
We way too powerful to be doing all of that shit. Acting out of emotion, you know what I'm saying?
And that's,
screaming in the middle of the street,
throwing
shit.
Right. Come on now.
That shit is dangerous if we start doing it. To them, it's just like, somebody trip. You know what I'm saying?
It's normal behavior. It's acceptable.
But see, ain't that something, as a man, you got to come to the conclusion, like we was talking about, if it was just your mama, if it was no men around, emotion, everybody has emotions.
Everybody.
But you got to, like, master
black
emotions.
Men have to master their emotion because their life is on the line.
This
1,000%.
Men,
life is
1,000%.
You will die.
Life is on the line.
Every day of the week, and that goes into everything you do. Because sometimes, what some young dudes don't realize, the going to the military, the getting a job, some of these things is like discipline builders.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Like getting up and having to be somewhere, being responsible for something. Teaches you how to be responsible for something.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? If you're walking around not caring about shit and hustling, and to me, the thing about hustling, because I have to be honest, my brothers, that's shit, dope money raised me when I was younger, just to be honest. Mm-hmm. Like Christmases, holidays, we wouldn't have been nowhere without that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, they looked at risk versus reward. Some of these young dudes, you could be making what you making. You could be making that at McDonald's, my guy. You know you ain't really re-ing up like that.
The lifestyle.
It's just the
lifestyle.
The process.
Yeah,
it feel good. You know what I mean? But you ain't making no damn money.
It's
a cool acceptance.
I'll say it again.
I said all of it's publicized now. They're pushing it out towards everywhere on social, on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok.
Rather be known for being a drug dealer than really
than actually having to this money. Oh, that's what y'all saying.
Them niggas want to be famous for being drug dealers rather than really getting to this bread.
Which is not possible to do any of that online.
Those two don't go together. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So that's for women. And see, that's the thing, Toriana. I'll be thinking, we got to give the younger people grace because it's like Instagram and these phones, bro. We didn't have that. If I would have had a phone in high school, bro.
Right. And they don't know life without it.
And you can really show these niggas what it do?
All the way over there.
What it do? Exactly.
Before, we used to, you know what I mean? I'm going to, I used to go to Burbank. I'm like, we're going to go to Florida and stuff. Right. We're going to walk the valley and get
show these niggas what's up.
What if I can just go?
I'm about to show
So that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Especially as someone who was socially awkward.
Right.
Right? What if in school, motherfuckers didn't really like you like that?
Imagine trying to prove you tough.
Yeah.
Imagine the lengths you have to go to on video. The lengths you have to go to on video.
To make people believe.
To prove these niggas in Minnesota that I will do something to you if you get close.
If you get close, you're 1,000 miles away. You know what I mean? Until something happens. That's why I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm always positive as possible, but sometimes I like to see certain people get in certain situations. Like, nigga, shut up.
Entertainment.
Shut up, bro. I like when somebody catch you. That's what we used to. Yeah. You ain't used to be able to email her or, like, comment about a nigga and just, what you say? You know what I mean? Now it's just all fun and games. You got to determine, wait, you like trolling? Somebody tell me what trolling
playing
is.
Or what?
I'm like, oh, this nigga lying and playing?
Yeah. Playing with the wrong cash, though. Playing where they don't
what
play.
What you just say to me? Yo, they fuck.
You know what I mean? Then I seen situations where the dude would get caught, like, no, man, that's just the internet, bro. No.
Right, exactly.
That's the world we live in, you know what I mean?
That's the world we live in. You have to learn to live here. You have to be more
decent.
They
got these cats doing these pranks.
Keep coming back to that, but that's some real shit.
They got these cats doing these pranks and playing, so, you know, you don't know.
I've seen those go wrong.
How to react.
Yeah. I've seen those go wrong. Where he had this buff dude. He got at this buff dude girl. You know what I mean? And he, like, real close to him. He about to get on his ass. It's like, YouTube video. It's a prank. I'm like, bro, that's the world we're living in.
Because
people getting rich off of that, too. Like, just keep it real.
At what cost? These people are doing crazy. The stuff that, like, going outside and rapping and shit, like, for the rap exec, that was a lot. You know what I'm saying? But that was a travel. That was a this. That was a that. You're on video. You know what I'm saying? The rapid exec is online. So you're competing against 1 million people at one time doing the most exciting shit. You know what I'm saying? You could possibly put on this. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta do something
exactly
off this. You know what
exactly
I mean? But see, and that's the thing though, because I always think about that. Like creating content and doing videos and all of this shit, I'm like, okay, if I go too far to the left, my fear be, what if it work? Like, what if I do some bullshit outside of my character,
and you gotta keep doing
it work. You see what I'm saying? So I'm like, nah, I'm gonna take the stairs. I gotta do the shit how I want so when it comes, I can appreciate. Because think about that person who know they doing some bullshit, but it worked. Well, now you in a conundrum, nigga. If you getting hella money on some shit that's I ain't really like that, but it's paying the bills. You know what I mean?
Keep doing it.
Keep being aware of
it. You gotta keep it.
And on the real, that's what they liking and sharing. They sharing the craziest. I'm sitting here trying to figure out how I'm gonna sell this hat, and this is dude jumping from a building to another building.
How am I gonna compete with this?
This dude just ran.
You gotta put a thing in your hat and jump over the building.
I'm thinking that. How can I get this dude in the hat? That's exactly what I'm thinking.
That was him in the hoodie. That's what you gotta do. That's what a lot of youngsters be telling me. You gotta just do some wild shit on top of some regular shit.
Right.
I was like,
what? That's the game? See, but I get it though, because crazy, at the same time, the niggas jumping up at is a company that makes these hats. It's big, and that shit is fucking, you feel me? They bidding for it and shit. So it's a huge arena. The internet is a gift and a curse.
Yes. 1,000%. Like everything else. Like fire can warm you up or burn the shit out of you.
The top and the bottom is the same.
You know what I mean? It's just your perspective. It's just how you want to use something. You know what I mean? That's real shit. So, something else I want to get on to, because both of you brothers are young fathers. And a large part of my platform, like when I first started everything I'm doing, I got five kids, had two kids in high school. That journey, four kids by 21 years old, you know what I mean? So that journey helped me get to where I'm at right now, you know what I mean? So I know how difficult it is being a young father. So you got twins. Both of y'all got twins. Mm-hmm. That's another thing, y'all. They both got twins. Had them on the same day, right?
Same day.
Yes, sir.
That's amazing. And y'all been friends, so y'all was friends through that process?
Yeah, man. I'm like family,
though. Yeah. So explain to me about, like, what's some of the, being a young black father, what have you had to learn quickly? Like, what have you had to learn quickly? What's been some of the things along your journey that's made you say, okay, I may have to change this or change that?
My father being absent, and my mother raising me to be an emotional man. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't understand anything until I honestly got around my aunt and he started showing me the ropes. You know what I'm saying? I just didn't change my life like 3 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and I was never too late for 4 years.
Yeah.
So I was like, just my mind was scrambled, bro. Like, I didn't know what was going on. I had to come back here to. It's like holy grounds to me. I had to come back here to get my mind right. So, and I learned how to. I got to change everything.
Yeah.
You got to be disciplined. You got to be a normal person, a man.
That's what
be a gentleman.
Yeah, you learn in the right perspective, though, man. Because that shit is hard.
Yourself,
yeah.
You know, I'm still young. You know, and I'm still growing every day. So I'm not gonna know how to raise these kids. But if I just teach them the right thing, you know what I'm saying? Maybe we can get further.
1,000%. Always look for, because I don't like the word advice. I prefer perspective. Always look for different perspectives, different ways of doing shit. Don't be afraid to Google something, ask somebody something, because you're speaking on some real shit. And I'm happy you got the right perspective so you can grow, opposed to being in denial about some of us, just like me too, who was raised by just a woman. So sometimes I'm going to react the way she would, and that shit don't.
I went
fly
to jail every time.
You see what I'm saying?
I went to jail every time.
You see what I'm saying?
I don't get up under a real man. Like, I mean, this is my mentor. Like, I don't care if you're going to have Gilly. This is my mentor.
That's
like,
1,000%, bro.
Me and a bunch of other people in.
Mm-hmm.
He made us a real man. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Because that's the thing. I've seen young people say, you know, I'm having this baby to become a man so it can grow me up. Men, little young men and young women, and that's the stupidest shit in the world. Because you have to be in the process of growing yourself. And, like, what can you teach somebody that you don't know, bro? That's a real tough position to be in as a young person, when you're trying to teach a life lesson that was never really presented to you the right way.
Right.
You don't know what you don't know.
True. 1,000% true.
Mm-hmm. We're conditioned to think that if you don't go through something bad, then you damn near can't make it to success.
I was just talking to somebody.
As black people, I don't know why it's like that, but we look to our left and to our right and look for trauma.
Pain,
you know what I'm
saying?
Yeah,
we need to see that pain to prevail.
That's what they mean. Like, people aren't gonna, our peers aren't gonna take me serious until I'm in a position of pain, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And have damn near work myself out. You can't just be going through this too smooth.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
You're going through this too smooth.
You a kid. You ain't been through nothing.
That's
you know
some
what
real
saying?
Shit.
I'm a person who's had his mom and his dad. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you're raised with your mom and your dad?
Mm-hmm. Hold to this day. You know what I'm saying? So it's like that parenthood stuff. It was easy to pick up on, but I fell victim to a lot of the other stuff. Like being on all the time is one thing, but the like learning how to manage my emotions with women is a totally different thing. Because in my eyes, my parents' relationship was perfect, and I know how to do this. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I wasn't educated enough to how what she would do would affect me type shit. You know what I'm saying? How to deal with this moving forward when I feel like I'm doing all the right things. You know what I'm saying? I've seen this work before. I know what's going on. I know where we could go. You know what I'm saying? I know all this. You have not. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Listen to me. And just that whole back and forth, it just took me through, you feel me, a lot of growth in the past years. My kids are two.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Did she have a dad?
I was just about to ask, because sometimes the partner we pick, that's a really important piece of this whole process, because you have to just get to a level of understanding, because with y'all having a kid means two different ideologies coming together on how to raise one child. Now, what if in your mind, your way was better?
Mine's definitely better.
See? Mine's so definitely how do you convey that to somebody without being an asshole or you without being demeaning.
You can't.
Right. How do you massage it? You know what I mean?
Women have to respect the position of a man.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't be, quote unquote, independent. They got independency.
She'd that's have to have had a dad, too, though.
Yeah.
You have to have. Because see, the dad brings successful. The authority. And you have to understand authority. Mm-hmm. And a lot of us don't understand authority raised by our mom. And
yeah,
women
so a young woman ain't never seen a man, so yeah. She don't know if she's looking at
so,
him or not.
So you hugging your son, he's sitting on your lap, you kissing your son. If she hasn't had a dad and experienced that, that's abnormal to her. And then it's,
why are you kissing my son so much?
Yeah, and it's it's inappropriate.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that looking at you like you being inappropriate, yeah. But she hasn't received that level of love
from
so
a man.
It's weird.
It's weird.
You weird. You kissing the baby.
That's 1,000% true.
Right. Yeah. So exactly. It's the man is a the authority that a man brings to the house is necessary and is missing and is everybody getting the party. So we could do without.
Well, okay, but on the flip side of that, so we understand a woman needs to respect a man. Like I'm not hella old school, but a woman does have a place per se.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like right by my side, but there is a place for a woman. Yes. But don't a man have to be doing shit the right way?
Yes.
Like, aren't we responsible for taking care of things and being accountable? And what if we are dudes who didn't have a dad, so now sometimes our word don't mean shit, or sometimes what we say don't mean shit, so a woman be like, well, fuck it. I'm doing it by myself. This baby ass nigga, you know what I mean?
And you can't fault a woman because it's a lot of baby ass niggas.
See, so
she's survival. A woman is calibrated to survive.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's necessary for them to step up.
Because we have a mixture of the independence of the women who didn't have a father, or through this whole era, this Beyonce shit, single ladies and independence and all of this shit, where women thinking, okay, I don't need you. Because in reality, black women do graduate from college more than we do.
Right.
Like they do own more businesses than we do, you know what I mean?
Right. But women are beautiful.
See,
their opportunity is a little more
like a motherfucker. It's systematic, like for real.
Yeah. They got a level. I mean, not to they go through. I want to the same thing.
Yes,
it's just in that perspective, the black man is more the target. So
right.
The woman has been given the welfare, which is the food, the clothes, and the shelter.
Yep.
Welfare. You know what I'm saying? She's been given that when the black man was given to get out.
And that was a tool. And we couldn't be in the house. Like, welfare, it was extremely systematic because they would come in the house in the 60s and 70s.
But we're victims of the same thing, though.
See, so that's why I don't like when black men and black women fight each other about certain shit.
But they got different parts of the situation, so they both got half of it.
Yeah, but the system fucked us both. It's
a fucked up half, so
mm-hmm.
we arguing our fucked up position.
Mm-hmm.
You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's I had to get out. I got left with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's two fucked up positions that you arguing and both things are right, but we not looking at who fucked us up.
Mm-hmm.
We just
looking
at each other.
Looking at the real enemy. Because that always, I think it's the self-hate, but mm-hmm. I'm going to be honest, I think religion has a part to play in that too.
Mm-hmm.
Like how, like having a white Jesus-like figure, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've read a lot of shit, and it kind of gets into how you kind of transpose that figure into white people, right? So I've seen people who will be sitting here with me and you talking nigga, talking loud. Let the white insurance man come through the door. They fit up, tighten up. I've seen niggas be like, how I look. Like, let me get right for the white man.
Let me say it.
Like,
I'm guilty to that. Look.
No,
don't even say it.
Say it. Better say it or I'm going to say it. Say it.
He say this ain't a white man establishment all the time. Let's start there.
Right.
I'm guilty, but my uncle,
he telling us about state board, I be talking shit, fucking state board, nigga, I'm nifted, I pop my shit, right, cause we got it good here,
mm-hmm.
and so I'm just talking shit, he tells us, he speaks the truth, months ahead to you, you know what I'm saying, one day state board came here. I'm the one talking shit. I talk the loudest in this game, too. I'm like, this is that.
The state board walked in, and I'm like,
so we got to think. State board, i.e., police,
yeah,
i.e., teacher.
White man.
But it's vicious.
White man.
they all the same figure. Sure, like,
what happened? How crazy shit is, oh. Niggas is running around thinking they tough. When these people walk in the room, tighten all the way the fuck up.
The very stuff I'm telling them about being on top of, when the white man walked through the door, I'm talking about, but they, it's like, don't talk to me right now. You know, your mama walked to the school, come to the
school. Jesus
studio.
Is here.
It was embarrassing. Don't talk to me. Yeah, I said, man, y'all cold. Cool, y'all the most disrespectful people I ever.
Jesus is here. And that's
I don't get this see, man don't pay no rent here.
And see, and that's the thing. So even owning a business, I've seen too how not only will we want to hook up, but we can't wait to see somebody else black so we can relax and kind of get into some subtle nigga shit. Opposed to just being businesslike. Let's just be business the whole time. Pay the whole amount. Right. Don't even ask me, because if I was white and I gave you the invoice, you would say, okay, Jimmy, here you go. Have a good day. You're not going to say, nigga, can I get five off? You know, I knew your cousin in the woody woody woofy woo. You see what I'm saying?
I'm exhausted with that. I was thinking that today. People just telling me, you should do this, and I should be, and you should give me a discount, and I should be to this and that. I'm just
low-level thinking and a version of self-hate, doing it too.
I think he's acting like the white man, because the Mexicans and stuff is doing that. They giving the people, they coming in talking all that slang and stuff that we turning away at the door. They coming in talking that and giving their people the discount and charging us.
Well, yeah. See, yeah. So yeah. Before
so we talking about one way, but we really are acting like the white man. To be honest, but we've been trained like that.
We hear me?
We've been trained to act like the white man.
We've been trained to treat each other.
We're kicking what look like us, the self-hate we've been talking about.
Yeah.
Kicking it smooth out the door. We got to choose.
Mm-hmm. We got to choose.
We got to choose.
And we got to, start.
That's a whole thing, though, and that's the whole coming together, because I felt like that, too. I'm in Mexico, and I'm like, they're saying certain stuff is cheap. It's cheap for Mexicans. But when you get there, they charging you American price, which you used to paying.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I thought they said it was cheap over here. A haircut for a Mexican is $2-3. For you, it's $15, $20, $30, what you've been paying over there. And they doing that. And I mean,
and it's cool.
And it makes sense.
It's a version of group economics that everybody has to practice. So that's why we gotta, the whole hating each other shit, we gotta defeat that. Then once I love you, I'm gonna look after you. How do we get rid of the hate? Start teaching the babies.
Here's
because it's some, I don't believe in like an old, you can't teach an old dog new tricks, but kinda.
Black people and niggas look alike, and that's the problem. You can't tell the difference.
Okay, so, because I've heard this argument before, so, because Chris Rock made that joke. I don't have no problem with black people, I just have a problem with niggas. Mm-hmm. So when you say it's niggas, to you that's a behavior.
It's a behavior.
Got it.
Okay. It's ignorant. It's the, I'm finna go in here and ask for a discount, knowing damn well you just left three stores shopping, spending big. Brother asked me yesterday, hey man, how much is a haircut? $40. Can I get a 35? He was just getting his haircut, $35. Can I just get it for a flat 30? Come on, brother, I ain't finna turn you down. Get in the chair. We ain't finna make no noise for this $5. Cut his hair. This dude stood in the mirror for 15 minutes looking at himself after he got out the chair. All right, let me go get the money. Left his wallet right there and got the money. I don't know what he owned. This dude come back with a bag full of money. And then say, hey bro, can you just tighten up? I said, man, you gotta give me all my money or don't ask me for nothing else. I'm talking about the bag is like this. I don't care if it's all ones. It's 100 on the top and we just talking about $5. And I'm not about to argue with my brother over $5 or let him leave out without this service. Mm-hmm. And he coming here to flex this big tall stack of money on me. And then, you know what I'm saying? It's a difference. It's
your word.
It's black man and nigga. And I'm giving him the blessing of the black man experience. Yeah. And he coming in, you can't tell the difference.
Yeah.
You look like me, so yeah. I'm not going to play. That's all you got is 30, bro. I'm not going to even.
Yeah.
White man, you need the $5. I'm not going to do you like that.
Yeah. I see the difference you're making in the behavior, but I love the word, nigga.
It's a word. It's a word.
And I think
you like rap music too, that you know they killing everybody, but you ain't really ready to go kill them.
Yeah,
you just like the sound of it. Yeah, I like cussing.
Yeah.
Just for the effect.
Yeah.
Just because it make my feel
it's
like
a
my
balance.
Like
shit. It's a balance. It's a balance.
Yeah.
It's a balance. You know what I'm saying?
It's a balance. Man, it's a time and a place of everything. Yeah. But we gotta I think we gotta subconsciously, I think, a part of seeing ourselves a particular way mm-hmm. and not seeing white people a certain way. We gotta remove ourselves from religion, not as a like, have a God. I believe in God and having something that you believe in, right? But get down to the practicality of a lot of stuff. Because a lot of it was kind of,
they gave us that.
A lot of it was given
to us. Situation.
You know what I mean?
They gave that to our mothers. They gave that to
our grandfathers, our grandmothers. I know a lot of people,
They instilled it harder in the women to control the men.
1,000%.
You know what I'm saying? So our mothers are still teaching this trained behavior. And they don't understand it's holding us back. If I would have believed what my mom was saying and what she believed my capabilities was, I'd be working that, regular 2-week paycheck, and that'd be my, that's good, you're doing good, son.
It limits your belief because, again, I think, I know a lot of people, when I tell people, well, hey, I'm not religious, and then we have a whole conversation about God and Jesus and the Bible and a lot of the history, they're kind of taken aback by it, but when I talk to them about it, they haven't really read the Bible. Mm-hmm. They haven't really researched any African spiritual system, nothing like that. It's just their parents, though. Mm-hmm. Mama and Daddy gave me this religion. We grew up in the house doing it. If I go against that,
or question it,
it's like I'm going against my mama and them, or how I was raised.
I'm going to hell.
That's how much effect.
That's how much effect your parents got.
It's backed by you going to hell for questioning Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
If you question this, you're going to hell. And we scared of hell, so... We ain't gonna question it. And I don't wanna hear what you talking about past that.
My bad, not to jump on. I have a real question because I face this. What is a parent that can't guide a kid, right? Or can't even respect their own child? Like, what is that a parent?
You said a parent that can't guide a kid, right?
That can't guide the child.
It's a parent that lacked parenting. Mm-hmm.
That's a parent that they're lacking a lot of tools, and it's like the blind leading.
They didn't
blind.
Have it.
It's like hopefully that situation goes right. If no one's directing the ship, you know what I mean?
Now, what the parent, what if you now you're older, kids 30, your parent's like 50 now.
And the parent ain't really
learning.
That's, well, so this is something I'm learning as I get older. I'm 43 now. Age doesn't make anybody more mature. Age doesn't necessarily give you wisdom. None of that does. Age. Learning from your experiences is what makes you a mature person. You could be 70 and a goddamn fool. Because you ain't really learned nothing yet. And it'll look you, and you'll see it in them. Because we're supposed to be in an age where if I'm older than you, I'm supposed to be able to bestow on you some type of wisdom. Mm-hmm. Not telling you what to do, but because I learned from my experiences,
I've experienced some stuff,
and learned from them, so I can give you the right kind of information. Now I can give you some shit. Now I'm not going to be 55 and you my 30-year-old nephew, and when you come in the door, I'm asking you for $5.
Mm-hmm.
See, you don't want to be that guy.
Mm-hmm. And we've been raised by that.
Come on, 1,000%.
That uncle has never had a cool title on it ever. Like in all the movies.
Think about that. Like my uncle a pilot.
Always pent up.
My uncle a pilot. My uncle a right. You don't get it.
Here this
nigga.
My mama brother.
He just got a $5. Nigga want to hit the weed.
Yeah.
At least give it to me. At least come with it.
Smoking it up too, holding it and talking. Give you some dry ass game. Yeah. You don't want to hear that shit.
You just trying to hold the weed for me.
Nephew and you to death.
User ass nigga.
Right.
You want somebody to listen to him.
Holding on to the I'm older than you, I got more than you. You know what I'm saying?
And then once, like he was saying, once you get older, you get to thinking, wait a minute.
Man, shit.
Now this can be your mama, this can be your grandma, your uncle, your aunt. Once you become adult status, you say adult to adult, like adult to adult, you kinda ain't shit. And I know that when I was 9. Like how am I supposed to know it when I was 9?
That's an uncomfortable conversation with somebody I respect.
That's an uncomfortable conversation.
You can be like that as a child.
I'm going through that right now. That's an uncomfortable conversation.
Damn, I'm saying, well, like I'm your uncle, what you saying?
You mom no, with family members and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm on camera. I'm on camera.
My uncle.
Not my uncle, but these uncomfortable conversations because I'm finding myself, you know what I'm saying, looking like too much like a nigga when really I feel like a educated man and should be respected as such. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I'm looking too much like nigga, so my family members are throwing me in the category automatically with these other motherfuckers who can't maintain an apartment, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And we're getting the same lectures at the same time too easily. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah, it should be about your actions. I think that's how all of us should be judged, because sometimes I know dudes who family always be on their ass. You always having somebody like a problem with somebody in your family. Well, you don't never keep a job. Mm-hmm. You ain't never had no money. You gotta live with somebody. So you gotta take that into inventory when dealing with people. Like, what do I need from people?
Right.
Especially a man.
You need to be held accountable. Like today, bro, my aunt, every time I do something, any of us do, you call a mildew. I'm the one that always do the mildew shit. I'm gonna admit it. Today, bro, I'm thinking I'm coming to work. I got shit to do. And mind you, I got too much freedom. He taught me everything. But it granted me too much freedom now. You know, I'm an entrepreneur. Like, I know all this stuff.
You got a lot of time.
I get a lot of money and too much freedom for me. You know what I'm saying? So my mind's still everywhere. So today I'm like, man, I forgot my Clippers halfway out here. I'm like, fuck, it's cool. I'm going to borrow their Clippers. You know what I'm saying? Number one rule, if it's not a family environment, yeah, fuck you up about their Clippers. Right?
Yeah.
So I'm getting here. I'm thinking I'm popping. I got the Gucci shirt on. Fresh. You know what I'm saying? I ain't have my Clippers. He held me accountable on that. And I was like, but that shit's mildew. Like, for real. Like, you know, he let me borrow his Clippers out of love, but in all reality, that shit's not popping.
It's not his
responsibility. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, you forgot your Clippers, your money at home? Like, you shouldn't even, my uncle's like, you shouldn't even be here for real. Like, get the fuck out. But, you know, out of love, they got my back. But, you know, you got to be held accountable.
Somebody got to be held accountable.
On the littlest things, though, leaving some Clippers, bro, like, gotta be held accountable.
And see, in that type of treatment, in that, even just listening to both of y'all talk, it sounds like you won't be old fools. Because we got a lot of old fools. And I don't judge somebody like if they didn't make a lot of money or if they weren't a certain type of successful. But nah, your life experiences and what you learn from them. So when you're around, you're adding to something opposed to taking away. A lot of our young dudes so fucked up because the people who supposed to be leading us just ain't really learned how to lead themselves yet.
Exactly. And then they hung up on the old thing and then try to give you some game. Whole time, you need to be the one giving them some game. You know what I'm saying?
And they wouldn't even take it if you tried.
They won't take it in because they got too much pride, man. Because they've been taught the same thing. That age make you smart.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it's plague.
Above our generation, it was an age-constituted respect.
Mm-hmm.
Respect was constituted on age.
There was an age constituted.
Respect was predicated on age. Mm-hmm.
So you saying when we was younger, we just respect the person based on age.
Yeah, you older than me.
Not based on their actions.
You didn't have to. There was a wino. You respected Mr. Such and Such.
There was a level of respect, I feel you.
Give them respect.
Yeah.
I mean, outside of them, if you're dealing with them in any manner, you're going to give them the full respect.
Grown folks walk by, you stop cussing.
Yeah, definitely. You and speak that shit when you don't walk in the house.
Now at all. Like, the generations have gotten, things have gotten worse to a degree. You know what I mean?
I see kids don't want to speak in the house that they live in and somebody else paying the rent.
Yeah, but that's the parent, like, being on their ass about it, making sure they're aware of...
The problem with the world is parenting.
That would solve a lot.
Yeah,
it would help, because since when you add bad parenting with systemic issues, with racial issues, with mental issues, then you really get fucked up. Because two able-bodied people who have a kid and they live in the same house, they both got a job, everything cool, they still won't have hella problems.
Mm-hmm.
None of that exempts you from having problems, but you want to add shit into the pot. You want to add poverty into the pot. Add poverty into any pot, nigga. Exactly. Any race of people, when it's poverty, they're going to be robbing, killing, stealing, everything. Not thinking about the future,
everything.
Right?
You can't.
It's hard to think about
the black man back for a reason. Mm-hmm. Really powerful.
Man.
Me and my team here, well, we some fly youngsters. I'm going to keep it solid. We taking the city right now, and it's real. Saying, but they don't see the hard work we gotta put in for it though. You know what I'm saying? I never thought I'd be here. When I first got here, I had a problem with dressing. I ain't not dressed. I came half assed. He said wear a bow tie or no bow tie. You know what I'm saying?
It's funny, the funny thing you say that, it's funny how I know a lot of men have dealt with subtle insecurities based on what we weren't taught. Like, nigga, you know what size jeans you wear? I know some partners of mine, smart guys. What size jeans you wear? I don't know. Like, damn. You're trying to build on. Put that tie on. You know what I mean? You're like, damn. Because a dude will say, I didn't have a dad, I ain't miss shit. Nigga wasn't there for me. So what? I still got by. Nah. You just don't know what you didn't miss.
You don't know what you don't know.
They seem insecure. Mad as hell. Because they don't know what size jeans they wear. They jeans, they in poverty. Mom can't really do much. They jeans high.
Got pride. Don't know you can go in the store and ask.
Jeans they wear. They been wearing sweatpants. You know what I'm saying? It's been crazy.
For that reason. Because I don't know what size I wear.
Exactly.
It's simple shit you too embarrassed to ask somebody. Exactly.
So this nigga that know, fuck him.
Think he know everything.
Straight like that. That's how it's been. That's the struggle.
These dudes come fix my tire for me. When it, you know what I'm saying? They teach me how to tie tires. Like, that's all I love these dudes. Like,
that's more long standing. Because you get to a point with friends, because you'll grow up and you'll have partners that you chill with. Y'all just be smoking, chilling. You know, you get a little older, you're like, all right, I want people to be able to pour into me too. Right. So we can do that, but add something to the pot. If you're just doing the same shit you've been doing, I don't really want to be involved with it as much, because if I'm trying to go somewhere, it's so beneficial when people like head in that same direction, give you a little nudge, especially as men, because we got pride. We don't want to ask for help. We quick to get attitude about shit. Like, when you can get comfortable around men, you can learn a lot. You know what I mean?
I've created that environment where, you know, it, like, you know, accountability is a thing. Come clean, man. Just, you know, you could come clean. You could be honest. You could tell your highs and your lows. You know what I'm saying? You could talk about the goods and the bads, and you can get what you need. You know what I'm saying? It's not where everybody wears. Oh man, you going through that? Like I'm not going through nothing. Man, I understand that. You know, and we all have needed that compassion and that safe space, and it's everybody appreciates it to the degree that they can appreciate it. You know?
That's a great environment. I remember seeing online like the bow ties and everything, and that goes into what we were just talking about. Like, dress up for these people. These people in this community deserve a clean floor.
Yes.
They deserve you to look nice, you to greet them. Yes. They shouldn't have to be white for you to whip out your best shit.
Right.
Even if it's just mentally, you know what I mean? Yeah, it should I learned certain, sometimes a black person gonna treat you a certain way because you black, and I'm like, damn. Let's raise the level, because when you raise it, now you bougie. Now you ain't cool no more. Now you acting funny.
White people have taught black people to treat black people like white people treat black people.
This is 1,000% true. Even down to us whooping our kids and shit.
Yeah.
We used to get our ass whooped, so we just transferred it over.
Yeah. You know what I mean? We've learned white culture.
All of this is, actually.
Yeah,
and from the rooter to the tutor, nigga. You want to get it going. The whole process.
Yeah.
From religion, nigga, to marriage, to all of this Western.
All of that shit.
Induced.
Yeah. You know what I mean? That's why I'm bucking.
So, that's why I don't mind people who participate in the system, but goddamn it, know what you're getting into.
At least know what you're doing.
Know what you're getting. Don't just do it because everybody say do it.
And that's why I can't do it, because anybody who's presenting that, I'm like, the why is, we love each other. Did we just start loving each other today? Because we could do whatever without why. When I'm on the back end, I'm a lose. When you change your mind, I'm a lose. I can't understand the why. And I'm a why not person. But I can see the why not here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Show me something based better than what we getting, because we falling in love, we losing half of what we working for to a system that hasn't worked. This system don't work.
You got to.
It worked way back when in slavery it worked, because they wasn't marrying for money. They loved each other and wanted to be with each other and wanted to have a family.
Yeah,
we marriage is a business. Money, it's a business opportunity contract.
It's a business contract. It's definitely a business contract. And again, somebody wants to get married, I don't mind, but weigh the pros and cons.
Make sense.
I see people, the reason they say they do it, I'm like, you know, you could have just did a power of attorney, right? If you just wanted somebody to be in charge of your shit when you die, don't make that be the reason.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You just have to explore all that shit yourself.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Make it make sense. And love to me is, it's like currency. It's meant to flow. That's why so many people cheating and everybody acting like they ain't, but they is. You know what I'm saying? We trying to harness something that's really not meant to be harnessed.
Yeah, that's a thing. That's some real shit, man. Because I've been in a relationship for a long time, and I tell people, don't really trip off falling in love. Fall in like. You gotta like that. If you don't, because love is gonna come and go, like the that feeling, you that little bubbly feeling, that shit gonna come and go. But it gotta be somebody that got your back. It gotta be somebody that you can be you friends with, and y'all get along, fool. Mm-hmm. Like non-sexually, y'all gotta get along. Yes. Y'all gotta be friends. Y'all gotta see life in similar fashions. And to me, when I talk to any young dude that's starting a relationship, you don't really know a person until you see him in all the seasons. You gotta see him broke. You gotta see him with a little money. You gotta see him after something stress him out. You gotta see him after a flat tire. You gotta see him after they lose a job. You don't really know him, motherfucker. You know what I mean? Yeah. And until you know him, and then that's when you can kind of see. So relationships should take time, fool. Like it shouldn't be a rush on nothing. Like, because if we talking long term, like we possibly gonna be together, what's the rush? Get to know me.
Right.
You know what I mean? Get to know how I tick. And just I think forever. A lot of dudes though cause that problem. Like our approach. I think sometime if we approached it a little bit differently, then we can get better results. You know what I mean? Because I was raised lying to chicks.
We could. It comes down to us.
I was raised lying, using game, thinking that was game, being kind of manipulative, not knowing the truth would have worked 1,000% better.
Having sex with hella women to validate your manhood.
Fucking with hella women to validate your manhood. And I don't mind a guy doing all that as long as you're honest. And that's something I had to realize. Like I got older.
Exactly.
Like not being honest is, you a piece of shit.
It's that same,
you know what I mean?
Game.
What you lying to a woman for? What she gonna do, beat you up?
What
she gonna do? You see what I'm saying? You scared of losing her. You scared of being revealed or whatever.
Exactly.
Scared
you ain't gonna get none if you tell her.
Exactly. You tell her the truth.
But you really not supposed to be fornicating like that. Or like that. Like, control yourself, bro.
Yeah, that's the real shit. Or keep, and it's, but to me, just being honest with everything.
This shit creates kids.
Because I know men who got like two girlfriends. Mm-hmm. I know a couple of niggas that he got two girls that live in his house.
If you honest,
like he playboy and girl, all women know it. So it's like, it ain't what you do, it's how you do it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
1,000%. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't what you do, it's how you do it.
Yeah. It's what you can produce. Women like what you can produce. And women will be the judge if you. I had a woman tell me, like, you deserve two women. She said that. I couldn't believe it. She said, because you a real one. You really handling your business. You the kind of dude, and I don't know why she even came. I'm saying this was just in
see,
her.
See, that's the thing. Sometimes about men, we like. I think all men fantasize about being with any kind of woman they want, as many women as they want to be with at the same time. Mm-hmm. But that shit take a certain amount of discipline in yourself. Like that's what you stand on, got to be something vicious. And
once you
just talk about, a lot of men just can't get to that level yet mentally.
Because we've been raised by porn stars, man. Everybody can dibble and dabble into some sort of case or whatever, and at a young age, you just develop this porn addiction that we take on alongside that toxic shit we learn about lying to women. You know what I'm saying? We got bad habits.
We sexualizing every woman.
Yeah, we're
just
growing
trying
up
to,
with these bad habits and shit that we have to eventually unlearn get to a point like that.
Coupled with not being taught about testosterone.
Exactly.
Yeah, we talked about that before.
Man in the house. It all reverts back to the same stuff.
Yeah. Well, thank y'all, brothers, for joining us for another episode of Melody and Convo Podcast. Me and my brother Toriano, we got it in today. You know what I mean? We had some little hiccups and shit, but we're going to get everything edited and get it out. I appreciate y'all, brothers, joining me. So do me a favor, man. Tell everybody where they can reach you. Like your social media, if you use social media or whatever, where can everybody find you?
For sure. You can find me at official.jwithit on Instagram. And come through Get Cut on Facebook.
Yeah, you can find me at Instagram at @trail_the_barber. And my music page is mattressmoney.ent. And then my Facebook page is Trail Barber.
What's up? You can find me on Instagram at mindingmyown.business and Facebook at Toriano Mason, first and last name.
Definitely. This is your brother Harrison, man. Brand new episode of the Melanated Convo Podcast. Don't forget to like, subscribe, become a member of the team, all the digital platforms. I appreciate all the downloads. This has been a brand new episode live in my brother's barbershop, man. This shit was dope. Follow the movement. We gone.